Dr. Ox's Experiment by Jules Verne. Chapter 1. How it is useless to seek, even on the best maps, for the small town of Quiquendone. If you try to find, on any map of Flanders, ancient or modern, the small town of Quiquendone, probably you will not succeed. Is Quiquendone, then, one of those towns which have disappeared? No. A town of the future? By no means. It exists, in spite of geographies, and has done so for some 800 or 900 years. It even numbers 2,393 souls, allowing one soul to each inhabitant. It is situated 13.5 kilometers northwest of Oudenaarde and 15.25 kilometers southeast of Bruges, in the heart of Flanders. The Var, a small tributary of the Scheldt, passes beneath its three bridges, which are still covered with a quaint medieval roof, like that at Tournai. An old chateau is to be seen there, the first stone of which was laid so long ago as 1197 by Count Baldwin, afterwards emperor of Constantinople. And there is a town hall with Gothic windows, crowned by a chaplet of battlements, and surrounded by a turreted belfry, which rises 357 feet above the soil. Every hour you may hear there a chime of 5 octaves, a veritable aerial piano, the renown of which surpasses that of the famous chimes of Bruges. Strangers, if any ever come to Quiquendone, do not quit the curious old town until they have visited its Stadtholder's Hall, adorned by a full-length portrait of William of Nassau by Brandon, the loft of the church of Saint Magloire, a masterpiece of 16th-century architecture, the cast-iron well in the spacious Place Saint-Ernouf, the admirable ornamentation of which is attributed to the artist-blacksmith Quentin Metsys, the tomb formerly erected to Mary of Burgundy, daughter of Charles the Bold, who now reposes at the Church of Notre Dame at Bruges, and so on. The principal industry of Quiquendone is the manufacture of whipped creams and barley sugar on a large scale. It has been governed by the Vantricasses from father to son for several centuries, and yet Quiquendone is not on the map of Flanders. Have the geographers forgotten it, or is it an intentional omission? That I cannot tell. But Quiquendone really exists, with its narrow streets, its fortified walls, its Spanish-looking houses, its market, and its burgomaster. So much so that it has recently been the theater of some surprising phenomena, as extraordinary and incredible as they are true, which are to be recounted in the present narration. Surely there is nothing to be said or thought against the Flemings of western Flanders. They are a well-to-do folk, wise, prudent, sociable, with even tempers, hospitable, perhaps a little heavy in conversation, as in mind. But this does not explain why one of the most interesting towns of their district has yet to appear on modern maps. This omission is certainly to be regretted. If only history, or in default of history the chronicles, or in default of chronicles the traditions of the country, made mention of Quiquendone. But no. Neither atlases, guides, nor itineraries speak of it. Monsieur Joan himself, that energetic hunter after small towns, says not a word of it. It might be readily conceived that this silence would injure the commerce, the industries, of the town. But let us hasten to add that Quiquendone has neither industry nor commerce, and that it does very well without them. Its barley sugar and whipped cream are consumed on the spot. None is exported. In short, the Quiquendonians have no need of anybody. Their desires are limited. Their existence is a modest one. They are calm, moderate, phlegmatic. In a word, they are Flemings, such as are still to be met with sometimes between the Scheldt and the North Sea. Chapter 2, in which the Burgomaster Vantricasse